The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I say good morning again because there are tens of thousands of people who have been listening and they're back again for more punishment, for more enjoyment. No, this is all about enjoyment. And if you think you have been enjoying the conversation so far, wait till you get Joy Brown involved in the conversation, because we have a severe lack of womanly input on the program this week. Roberta's gone, Jennifer's gone. So here's Dr. Joy Brown to help us elevate the conversation.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Right. That's very nice. You're
welcome, yes. All right, so Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. The platform for Bill Cosby's accusers. This week, there's going to be a special billed as a provocative special, giving many of the women their time to share their situational account with whatever misconduct they were involved in, Bill Cosby. The focus of this, giving quaaludes to a number of women. The Women Speak, produced by a company that focuses on women's issues. So anyway,
He didn't only give them quaaludes, he raped them.
Right,
he gave them quaaludes to rape them.
Right, exactly.
Right, he drugged them.
Yes.
So he could rape them.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens in a cathartic sense? Dr. Joy Brown, radio psychologist, great air personality. Our own radio program is on from noon to 3 Eastern time every day. DrJoy.com is a good way for you to find out how to reach her. So you've had plenty of conversations over the years about this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wonder what good comes of something like this. Obviously, they're going to look for ratings, that kind of thing. That's why they're doing it. But what happens to the women who participate in this?
First of all, I think you used the appropriate word. It's not only that, rape is one of those crimes that in some ways feels equally shameful, perhaps sometimes more shameful to the victim than it does to the perpetrator.
Right.
That we know historically, and the laws really have changed, and society has changed, but historically, I mean, and Bill Cosby was kind of able to bring back, as did like Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, the old kind of way of looking at rape. Which is, she was asking for it. It was consensual.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of looking at the perpetrator, because rape is not about sex, it's about power. It's always about power.
Right.
Sex is giving and taking of mutual pleasure. This has nothing to do with anything that even approaches that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. This is power.
Yeah.
If you have to drug somebody
to get that power.
Well, but that is the power.
It's more. Yeah. Much easier to do
your power.
That.
Your power is. Was his celebrity, his ability, and these women didn't sort of voluntarily take a drug and say, "Hey, let's get high." He drugged them,
and then
his power was he could do anything he wanted to them. Rich, that they were they were completely in his power.
So even though they were helpless, he still felt powerful.
That's why he felt powerful.
Much easier that way.
Well, and so that's the first series of assaults. Then when they starting to come forward, and some of these have been like 20 years ago, when they came forward, he badmouthed them. Mm. You know, that you don't know what they're talking about. It was consensual. She'd just gotten old. She just wants publicity. She's just looking for money. She just, you know, they're shaking me down. So, I mean, it was a series of assaults, and where he used the power of his celebrity as well.
So now, you mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in there. By the way, you've heard that Schwarzenegger is the new host of The Celebrity Apprentice.
What were they thinking?
I think they're looking for an audience, and I think they're going to get an audience having him there.
For 4 days, yeah.
Like him. You have your own stories about Arnold and his whole shtick. How is it that, I guess in this sense, Arnold seems to have kept his reputation, I put those that term in quotation marks, and continues to perform, isn't an outcast, and yet Cosby is. I don't know that Arnold is accused of using drugs.
We didn't use drugs.
Yeah.
And he didn't rape anybody. He sexually harassed them.
Yeah.
But he did this, and the reason that I feel so strongly about that, exactly as you say, that I was sort of peripherally involved twice. First of all, when I interviewed him, and he is, and to a certain extent, that Arnold, I think, is a less venal. There are less women involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very sexual man, but
right.
But my problem with Arnold was not that he made passes at people, because I think, well, it's
he made
tacky.
A pass at you.
Yeah, but I mean, he had really no power over me, even though he thought he did.
Mm-hmm.
But the women that he harassed, he did. He could fire them.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when they came out and said he did this, he did the same thing. He badmouthed them that they were only looking for
Arnold.
Power. Yeah, and the same thing happened to me, because when these women came out, I said, I know this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And some very famous people in our business came after me and said, you're just doing this for ratings. And I said, this does me no good. It, in fact, makes me look like a victim, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have a gig. This does me no... But it was really interesting that kind of splatter effect of
right.
any woman who says anything about a powerful man...
Consider the source. I would consider the source, and I know who some of the sources are,
yeah.
so I would discount it.
Now, but I was shocked by that, because all I felt like I was doing was I'm standing up for these women who can't stand up for themselves, and while I didn't expect a medal, I didn't expect
All right. So the final question in my hat trick here for you has to do with the Miss America pageant. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com asked whether or not you watched it. I thought this was interesting. 29% said haven't watched Miss America in years. 21% said I cut part of it. 19% said I forgot. 18% I watch it every year. 13% I saw just who won. This is, in my mind, this is a Donald Trump production. He owns it.
Yeah.
This is about the old days of sexualizing women.
Yeah, it's Miss Universe, actually.
And it was, what I say? Miss America.
Miss America.
Miss America.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just
not exactly. The Miss Universe pageant was always the second, you know, the sort of step cousin.
Well, but doesn't it
the
personifies women in a way that doesn't seem to be contemporary?
I think you're exactly right. I think that's brilliant on your part that all of these are really, and I already used the word old-fashioned, that they are, that to a certain extent, beauty pageants are personification of women as sex objects. By definition, right? Bathing suits, evening gowns, stupidity. Oh, that was maybe not. That was my perception. But they are, and to a certain extent, I think they have become. Although one of the contestants spoke out against Donald Trump, which I thought was pretty interesting. So it's not that it's inherently bad. It's that it reflects a different time and a different place and a different. I mean, they
Trump's
have
unnecessary. It would seem.
Yeah, it's kind of an anachronism. Rape is, of course, not, but the idea of when you can take women and say that their only value is in a bathing suit,
mm-hmm.
or that, you know, that, and we know that the percentages of women who've had breast implants in Miss America is huge, that they all are trained by the same person, they all wear the same bathing suits, they all,
the same old, same old. All right.
Yeah, your point is very well taken.
Donald Trump sold the Miss Universe pageant last night.
Yeah, to IOG.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet one of
Arnold.
Whitey Bulger's confidants. You know the movie that's coming out, I think it's
Black
this
Mask.
Week. Isn't it this week it comes out?
Yep, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger. I'm connected not to him in any other way than I'm a Bostonian.
Yeah.
And also live a bit not far from where he lived in Santa Monica. This is quite a story about a man who has obviously got now almost nine lives. And now I want to have us understand maybe a little more about him, because this fellow Kevin Weeks has written a novel that may somehow play into more notoriety or knowledge about Whitey Bulger. We'll get to him in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As I said a minute ago, Kevin Weeks here with his longtime friend and confidant to Whitey Bulger, one of the most notorious characters. The movie is coming out, this Friday, Johnny Depp in Black Mass. Kevin has come out with a novel entitled Hunted Down, the FBI Pursuit and Capture Whitey Bulger. What was, I guess, Kevin, your mother might have said, what were you thinking?
Not really. My father was actually proud of me that I was with Jim Bulger at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think my father kind of lived through me. I was doing things that probably he wished he could have done. He was from Brooklyn, New York.
What were you doing? What kind of things were you doing?
Well, you know, committing crimes, the respect people showed you, you know, the money I was making. And I had two brothers that went to Harvard and graduated, and my father was more proud of me than he was of my two brothers.
So what did you do? You went to jail for how long?
6 years.
Because of what?
I pled out to a 29-count indictment, including 5 murders.
So you killed 5 people and you got 6 years?
I was involved. The racketeering, yes.
And were you working with Bulger at the time you were involved in these murders?
Oh, yeah. I started with him when I was 18 years old, right up until I was captured. I was arrested in 99. He went on the run in December of 94. I was with him probably 7 days a week, 6 to 7 days a week.
Did you ever visit him when he went to Santa Monica?
No. When he first took off, I visited him in New York and then out in Chicago.
So, in this book and in the movie, what are we going to learn about Whitey Bulger?
Well, it's kind of a look into his psyche, how he would react to different situations. There's some situations, there are things that happen that we put in the book. We just change the circumstances and, you know, fictionalized it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just the man and his reaction to different circumstances.
People are going to be angry with you, Kevin Weeks, because you're making money and you were a criminal and you were responsible for lots of harm.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I became a criminal to make money, so I accept that. You know, I did cause a lot of harm to people and stuff. And at the time when I was doing these things, you don't realize how it affects people.
You ever scared? Were you ever scared doing any of these things, or were you scared of him?
Scared of, no. I wasn't scared of Jim Bulger at all. Stevie Fleming worried me a little bit, because you never knew what Stevie was going to think. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a loose cannon.
Kevin, you know, we in this society, like your dad, I think there are an awful lot of people who idolize gangsters. Do you still idolize gangsters?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I used to look up to them. And
well, they had a lot of power.
Right, and just the way people deferred to them, how they, you know, how they treated them. And
would you want your kid to grow up and be a gangster?
Oh, definitely not. I actually moved out of the city when my first son was born, so we wouldn't be around this. I mean, gangsters prey on gangsters. You know, criminals, they kill criminals. They rob each other.
They also kill civilians, though.
They do, but primarily they kill other criminals.
Which makes me wonder, do you always look over your shoulder? Or are you in hiding? Are you worried that somebody could sneak up on you one day and boom, it's done?
Well, anybody can be had. I mean, that's not a question. But no, I'm not worried about it. I moved right back to South.
I didn't write a book about Whitey Bulger. So that's why I'm asking. Does that worry you, coming out with this information?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't. I won't be able to see the movie until the 18th.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. My father was an orphan and grew up in Southie. And was older than Whitey Bulger, but knew the Bulger family. I mean, he got the whole... this is a story. We could go on with this. This conversation could go on for an hour. Kevin, I don't know whether I wish you good luck or not with the book, but it's interesting to hear your story. Thanks for being here. Kevin Weeks, the new Whitey Bulger book here on Good Day. ¶¶
non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Personification of this tune, Elton John, on this date, 1997, at the funeral of Princess Diana. This is the version, this is the recording from the event. Candle in the Wind, 1997, sold 600,000 copies the first day. It was in the stores in England. And then there were countless of millions. This is the most popular recording ever issued. This is the most popular recording ever. More copies of this version of Candles in the Wind sold than anything else that's ever been produced for recording and replay. And I just, we all know what the impact of the event was. Number one for most of September and October in our country as well. Candle in the Wind. At 25 past the hour, who doesn't remember where they were or what was going on in their lives when that took place? All right, let's move to something that's a little more pleasant in terms of the summer, which people think is over. I'm not giving into that. But I was interested to see what worked on the radio over the summertime. You may have heard the conversation about how talk radio, news talk radio, coming back, the political season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But are you interested to know what the top three songs this past summer were? They were in order. Let's go from number three to number one, Richie. Can we do that?
Yep.
You're doing it the other way around. Yeah. These three songs were the most played records on the radio from June through 1st. It's the 1st of June, July, August. Summer songs, number 3. Most popular tune on the radio this summer in all formats. This is the way the study was done, studying what songs were played.
2015.
This past summer. Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This came in at number 3. That is in popularity, not sales, but listenership on stations that format what they call adult hits, music of the 80s, 90s. That's where this came from. So number 3 was Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Number 2, Naked Eyes. Always something there to remind me. Second most played song on the radio this past summer. Surprise? I'm sort of surprised, actually. But they're good upbeat songs. They were popular.
I need a little help.
How?
Are you saying that these three songs are the most popular songs played on music radio this summer?
That's what I'm saying. Radio. Yes.
Get out.
From the stations that were the most popular.
So not this was Ariana Grande.
The playlists of the stations that did the most in terms of listenership. These are the songs that made it.
Yeah, because those
number
are
one,
adult contemporary. And,
right.
You know,
like Journey, Don't Stop Believing, most played song on the radio this past summer. And from the stations that were the most popular.
I don't know what's more shocking.
You know why? Because we're the boomers. It's the boomers.
I am still relevant.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not. The music is, Rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
After a good day.
Let that go.
Is your blood pressure too high? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, the NIH, the nation's medical research agency, says this. We're vastly undertreating high blood pressure in men and women from all backgrounds over the age of 50. This advice is based on their new landmark study, nicknamed SPRINT. In this study, they aggressively treated blood pressure to see if lower, way lower, was better. The startling conclusion? Yes, it is. Lowering blood pressure to 120 does prevent strokes, heart attacks, and saves lives. DCOC advice? Talk to your doctor about your blood pressure and see if this applies to you. But know this. It took 3 meds to lower blood pressure to 120 in this study. And of course, more pills means more side effects, so this won't work for some. But remember, no need to panic. High blood pressure takes years to take its toll, so you're not in any immediate danger. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Dr. Joy Brown here on the radio. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. So, Kenny, other than politics, we got tons of comments. Facebook.com/Twitter. Hello, no. Facebook.com.
I want to see whether Twitter has a Facebook page, though. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
And whether Twitter has a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Oh, good luck.
So what do we have, Kenny, that's really charging everybody up, aside from Donald Trump and those issues that are political?
A bunch of comments about Michael Vick after we talked about him yesterday.
All right, so let's go back. Joy, you were a part of that conversation.
Yep, I was.
And it was heated in that there are some thoughts that come from the person who's closest to me about Michael Vick, and they were pretty poignant. I started talking about him and thought that he needed a little more punishment. The boys didn't agree with me. He paid his debt to society. And so what were some of the comments on which side of the issue did some of our listeners come down on, Kenny?
On both sides. Jesse says, I think it's been 10 years or so and people need to let it go. He went to jail, didn't try to get out of it, and we're not supposed to judge a person on their past.
Hmm. I think we we can judge a person on their past, but I also think we can forgive them for it.
Uh-huh. There are some who will not forgive him for it.
Right.
And therein lies the difference.
And what the debate between us is we don't know where his heart is now.
Mm.
Is he a changed person, or is he just playing it so that he can benefit from a football career and any kind of, he's got a shoe deal.
I don't think we try to read other people's heads or hearts, but I think we can judge their behavior. And it would seem to me, my concern is that I don't think he's really done anything to sort of say, okay, I mistreated animals, now I'm going to go and sort of devote some time.
Well, that's what brought all this up, is Doug wants to do a dog sanctuary. And
yeah, no, I know. I said grab him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and I was
see if he puts both his money and his
I was
time.
Told by my partner, no way. So that was the end of that conversation.
Well, there's that.
There is that, right, exactly. All right, what else, Kenny?
You know, where's the pants of that family?
Yeah.
Catherine says, I will never support somebody that did what he did to all of those dogs, no matter how long ago it happened.
Yeah.
See, that's where I'm kind of...
Right, and that's the thing,
that.
Is that there's some people...
Trying to get over that.
And you're just not going to change their mind because it was so horrible. And it
so
is
horrible.
So horrible what he did.
Yeah,
it is horrible.
Yeah. All right, what else, Kenny? Anything else on that that's different, or we got both sides rep to there?
Anthony says, I don't like him, but he paid his debt. It's not like he cheated, got caught, and then got away with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's probably an allusion to some other people.
I think that may be, yeah. All right. The focus on the European Union and what to do with all of these migrants. The borders are porous. The business about free movement among the nations of the European Union has these people choking on the reality of these tens of thousands of people that are pouring up from Syria and other places in the Middle East. But most of them are Syrians. Most of them are trying to get into, they want to get up to England or France, but they're having a hard time. Germany is taking some refugees. We're going to take some here. But the whole business of the European Union and what it was all about as it was formed, it wasn't for this. And yet this is how it's being sort of manipulated in a way, because the people who are traveling, some of them, especially the ones that are arranging passage, are very sophisticated. They know how to get into these countries, the same as they know how to get into this country and take advantage of the opportunities that are here that have been provided for legitimate purposes, for legitimate residents of our country. And now, the same thing is happening. You know, we worried about Greece going broke. These countries can all go broke taking care of all these people. I don't think we have any idea how large a group of people we're talking about here. And so far, the Scandinavians have said no to any of them. Switzerland says, no, we're not taking any of them. So that leaves it to Germany, France, England, lesser extent Italy, because the Italians don't really want them either, and the Spanish, and Portuguese. Spanish, very socialized country, socialistic country, and so they'll take a lot. The Germans don't want too many, and they're being very careful about who comes in. The French seem confused, and the English, they want not a lot to do with this because they have their own problem with the continuing focus like we have here on who's already there illegally. We have 11 million here. There are 2 or 3 million illegals in Britain, and they're better because the country's smaller at sort of capturing or dealing with the realities, but the place is a mess, a madhouse, seething with people who are upset, have no money, they have no place to go, and yet if they stayed where they were, they face certain death. So all of these countries, here's my read on it, all these countries in Europe are basically reaping the reward of them doing nothing when ISIS first became a problem. That's what this is. This is a direct result, a direct hit, if you will, because they still do it. They're all just laying back.
And now what happens? Now who goes and fixes what's going on there so that these people don't have to stay?
We certainly aren't doing it.
Nobody's doing it.
No.
Well, Russia's doing it.
Well, Russia's down in there with tanks.
Right.
Moving tanks in there this week.
And they're saying, oh, come on, let's go clean this stuff up.
What they're doing...
They're going to give it back to... is the bad guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're there to support Al-Assad, Assad, whatever the hell his name is. And so there's nothing good going to come out of that.
No, I say we let Russia roll. Mm-hmm. You're going to clean up ISIS? We can deal with Russia. Russia's easy. We can cut off their money stream. We can work with them on a more diplomatic way. Somebody has to get boots on the ground to clean up ISIS. Well, and if Russia wants to be the one to throw the boots on the ground, have at it, brother.
You were talking about the mess in South America. Was it you or my son that I was talking to about what a mess? Maybe it was Brendan. Because he was going to work on a film in Brazil, and they have stopped the production. Apparently, Brazil is a real mess. And the Olympics are coming in the next year. They don't know what to do. The crime in Rio is out of control.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically now, what Brendan said is the producers feel like they need to go to Colombia because it's the safest country. And I thought, how oxymoronic.
Mm-hmm.
And that Colombia now is safer than Venezuela, safer than Brazil.
Oh, Venezuela has always been a mess.
There's a movie coming out called Sicario, which says exactly that the United States is backing Colombia because they're easier to deal with when it comes to drugs than Mexico.
Yeah.
All right.
So the reason that I bring it up now is because there are some who think if they can't handle all these people in Europe, why they ship them over to South America? I think shipping them is the problem. It's easier to move on the land and get up to these areas than it is. Look at how easily it is for the South and Central Americans coming to our country. So what happens if we ship them to South America and then they do the same thing the South Americans do? They come up here.
Well, before World War II, my wife is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
She was Italian born family. And raised in Colombia.
Right.
But before the war, World War II, all the Europeans went to South America. So, I mean, South America is no stranger to taking the refugees from war-torn countries.
No, look at all the Jews that went to
Brazil.
Argentina.
One of my wife's best friends is an Argentinian, and she's Jewish.
Yeah. Well, it was very interesting because not only did a lot of the displaced Jews go to Argentina, a lot of the Nazis after World War II to escape.
Yeah.
They went to hide in Argentina. So, by the way, I didn't say this is the Jewish New Year, is it not? What is the...
Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday. Was it yesterday and today?
I think it's sundown. I think it started, Sunday.
Yesterday at sundown and goes through today. All right, so Rosh Hashanah, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Happy Rosh Hashanah to those who are celebrating.
Well, I think you could wish it. We had a discussion about that yesterday, is because the issue is, I said, well, happy Jewish New Year.
Thank you.
You're such a sweetie. I said, it seems kind of silly to not acknowledge the fact that it's the Jewish New Year, but if you're Jewish, you're not listening to the program. And then it occurred to me, you wish people
Is listening to this program work? You're just not supposed to work.
Well, I don't think you can turn on the radio.
Oh, you can't.
I don't think you can turn on anything. But you know how you turn on a radio? Radio, I love you. Never mind. Sorry. Terrible joke. All right. So, but the point is, you wish people a happy Chinese New Year. Thank you. I think good wishes you wish to everybody. Happy Jewish New Year to everybody. Why not?
Yep.
Right? Happy Chinese New Year. Happy whatever.
Who is agreeing to limit the use of sonar and why in a moment as we continue to explore the world? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Joy and Richie and Kenny. Here's some great news for those of you who have been working to make yourself look better. There are people every day that are calling 800-543-9262 and ordering GenuCell because they've heard from their neighbors, they've heard me talk about it, they've heard from people in their family who have tried GenuCell and have had such fabulous success with it. What GenuCell does, through the miracle of plant stem cell therapy, created this serum that you place under your eyes to get rid of the bags and the puffiness. It absorbs the water. The puffiness, the bags come from water collecting under your eyes. So this gets rid of it. Also great for modifying the lines around your eyes. Now, if that wasn't good enough, folks at Chamonix have developed a new product called a Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Joy, you got dark circles under your eyes?
I don't, actually, but thank you for asking.
I haven't seen you for a while. Rich, you got any dark circles under your eyes? Yeah, you have dark circles.
A little puffiness, but no circles.
Kenny, how about you? It's usually because you're getting enough sleep. You're all right, really. All right, I've noticed I got a little darkness, so I'm going to try this platinum dark circle treatment. What it does is target the dark circles, and it isn't covering it up. It's not makeup. It gets rid of them. That's why when you call 800-543-9262, ask for Genucel. You'll order the usual, I think it's a 3-month supply. They'll send you free the new Platinum Dark Circle treatment. So you take care of the bags, take care of the puffiness, take care of the lines, take care of the dark circles, all with one phone call. 800-543-9262. Much more convenient than waiting in lines, paying exorbitant amounts of money at the cosmetic counter in the store. No, don't do that. Just call 800-543-9262. Why do you chuckle at that? Do you do that? Stand in the cosmetic line?
My daughter's trying to convert me to a whole lot of online buying. I have to have a relationship with something before I buy it.
Really?
I have to go visit it and talk to it and whatever.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, then
I'm doing more. But
yeah. A lot of people try it. Well, in this case, you can try this, and if it doesn't work, you send the money. You send it back, get your money back.
We love that part.
800-543-9262. 62. Mention Doug Steffen, free express shipping. They'll give you the choice of 3 luxury gifts. Take my advice and ask for the creams that are used on the rest of your face. Esotique, it's called. That's a great in terms of having these 3 together. Esotique, Genucel, and the Platinum Dark Circle. You're really taking great care of your face. All right, check it all out. 800-543-9262.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy 2 desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. The football season's kicking off, and that means time to get ready for tailgate parties at the stadium or even at home. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with 2 brands to help football celebrations score big this year. Justine, what's one of your top tailgating must-haves?
You can't talk about tailgating without talking about your meats, and I have the perfect option for you. It's the all-new line of Pitmaster Perfected Smithfield Dry Season Ribs. Now, they give you that authentic barbecue restaurant-quality taste, but you can make them right at home in less than 2 hours. Now, I'm a big fan of the bold and spicy Southwest-style peppercorn, and I really love that you have the option to prepare them on the grill or in the oven. They also have 3 new regionally inspired flavors coming out in select markets.
Do you have something that pairs well with ribs?
That I do. So another tailgate essential you must have is the right barbecue sauce. Now, I've found some amazing options from Stubbs Legendary Barbecue. They're right out of Austin, Texas, and the number 1 premium barbecue sauces, rubs, and marinades in the country. Now, I'm a big fan of the Stubbs Original. It's this great mix of tangy tomato, vinegar, molasses, and black pepper. Plus, they have a complete sauce line of different options for you to choose from, all of which are gluten-free certified and are made with pure cane sugar and molasses, so there's no high fructose corn syrup.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here. Dr. Rich McFadden is here. Dr. Ken Kessler is here. Dr. Doug practicing without a license. So
all of you are practicing without a license.
The United States Navy yesterday settled a lawsuit with various environmental groups. We all know who most of them are. The groups had maintained and sued the Navy Department because they said that sonar devices that were being used on the ships harmed whales. And so they took their case to court. They did not get to finish or adjudicate it completely because the Navy decided to settle. So it's easy for them because it's not their money, it's my money, it's your money, it's our money. And now we've paid off the environmental groups and we promised not to use as much sonar.
The Russians agreed to this deal too.
Yeah, right. The Chinese, everybody else has got a ship. That was my point, Richie.
About the whales.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Boom, East Coast.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
Some of the snippets from Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
One more.
Don't, sir, me, young man. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
He's been in so many different types of movies as a provocative, thoughtful man, as a bad guy. I think he's the bad guy. Isn't he the bad guy in some movies coming out, Trucker?
Yeah, he is. I got to think what movie he's trying on to be a villain.
Is it a James Bond movie?
No, not a James Bond film.
There is, yeah. He's in some movie.
Is he in one of the Avenger movies?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I just know I read down the corner of my ear here someplace that he was the bad guy.
He's going to be
in the Bourne movie.
The Bourne sequel.
Ah, that's it, right.
Okay.
Yep. The Bourne sequel, which is being shot right now.
It is, right.
Okay. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie news, movie moments. We start movie moments with movie music. Men in Black, Bill, good Doug. Will Smith, and that started something. Have there been three of those so far?
And I thought the last one was pretty good. I thought it was a joke at first, but this is a true report, that Sony Pictures is planning on combining the Men in Black characters with the 21 Jump Street characters in one movie.
What?
Well, that would actually work.
Why? How?
Because they are kind of the same style as Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were.
Channing Tatum and that fat little guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jonah
Hill. They're kind of that fun adventure cop buddy type thing. That works.
Really?
It probably, yeah. You know, I thought it was ridiculous, but the more I thought about it, I was, you know what? That probably could work, and it'll make a ton of money if it's a good film.
All right. Chuck, you'll stand by for a moment, no doubt.
I will.
With some movie news up your sleeve. That's next here on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases. Tax and shipping extra.
Hi, Chugger, I'll leave it to you to thrill us with some interesting stories that we won't hear anywhere else about actors, actresses. Don't tell me you're going to lead with Arnold being the new face of Celebrity Apprentice.
No, but I still don't think that idea is cool. I think it's a good pick. At first, I was a little surprised he was going to do TV, but considering his movie career is somewhat, stalled to a point, it's a good career move, and it'll be a high-profile gig that'll put his name really back on the map with the mass population. So it's a good move for him. I like that. Some movie news of interest: Into the Woods and Chicago director Rob Marshall will direct a new live-action 21st century version of Mary Poppins for the Disney Studio. The original film in 1968 with Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews won 5 Oscars. Should be an interesting project. He's a pretty good director. Other news, the newest James Bond movie, Spectre, according to reports, will be the longest James Bond movie ever, clocking in at 2 hours and 35 minutes. Pretty long James Bond film, but the last one was excellent. It's by the same director, Sam Mendes. So
did you see that Daniel Craig gave $50,000 to a political PAC, an action committee supporting Bernie Sanders?
No, I didn't see that.
And he's not even an American citizen.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting to see, put the pieces together on that one. All right, so what else? What's the...
One other story. Sony Pictures reportedly developing a Evel Knievel biopic. Reportedly, Channing Tatum is attached to that. And Darren Aronofsky, a good director who directed the movie Black Swan with Natalie Portman, is in negotiations to direct. Evel Knievel always makes for a very interesting subject matter.
Yeah, and he'd be good at that. You know who else would be good at it is Army Hammer. Those two parallel. And actually, they're friends in real life.
I think Doug Steffen should play the part.
I think I should too, Richie. 59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.